Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. Do you want to know how to ace your next CRA data integrity exam? Don't we all, right? As you know, before every exam, the regulators will come in and evaluate the integrity of your CRA data. They do this because they have to make sure that your data has integrity so that they can rely upon that data to make lending performance assumptions and to evaluate your performance for small business, small farm, home mortgage, and sometimes consumer. Now, they have a very specific approach to doing so, and it's actually outlined in the Consumer Compliance Handbook. If you haven't downloaded this yet, I encourage you to do so today. The show notes in this episode will have a link and a notation to exactly where you can find that, because this handbook has hundreds of pages, and I'll tell you exactly where to go to get the specific information in the document. You can use this guide for any bank and regardless of which regulator you fall under. These sampling procedures are universal. I suggest that you mimic this sampled approach as you look at your small business loans, your small farm, and your HMDA loans. You can even use the same statistical sound approach to sample your community development loan services and investment. The sampling model employs a 5% precision level with a minimum 90% confidence, right? So you can mimic this and make sure that your data has integrity. It's very prudent to have an independent review embedded into your CRA program as well to ensure data integrity. And what that means is whoever's collecting this information, we should have someone else sampling and double checking it. So happy sampling. I hope that helps. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.